Blog Talk Radio.
Have been singing together since high school. Ladies and gentlemen, the Five Heartbeats. Come on, let's hear it for them.
Oh, man, what the heck I happened to mess around and hit the wrong button to cut the music off. All right. We'll go ahead on and get the show popping. Oh, man. I am tired today. Got a good workout going on today. And I'm going to see if I can squeeze in some time to do this show. Okay. Oh, everything's working cool. Let's see what's popping for the day. Oh, we had some good weather. This weekend, pretty good weather. It's been hot, and I ain't complaining, but God, it's been hot, and I'm enjoying it. Plus, I've been able to get some work done. I feel better and closer to my goals. The more this weather stay nice like this, I can get lots done. All right. Some people don't have no good weather in other states. I know it's raining in some other states, but look at the bright side. At least if you ain't got that snow. And I'm tired of this snow. I think I'm going to head home back south. Or then come back in the summer months up north. Kind of weighing on a brother, you know, when you're 61 years old, you're trying to make peace with yourself and find some good comfort things. So I'm going to have to make it to where I can do some more traveling, and I'll travel from state to state and go south in the summertime, and then I might come back up here in the summer and then go south in the winter. I just have to figure it out. Money, sure, makes a difference out here, bro. Money makes a difference. Hell, Michigan is a state you can make money all year round. So, but just gotta figure out what you want to do, the do's and the don'ts, and whatever fits you and works for you, you do it. You go at it, bro. All right. I'm going to welcome everybody to the Shake and Bake Grudge Talk Show. We're going to try to get something going on here, something to talk about, something to do. Running a little late, a couple minutes late, but we got it going on. We got to wait and see who else we get come on here so we can get some conversation going on. I heard John Force was at Milan Dragway this weekend. I don't know how true it is, but it's something I heard. So with that being said, John Force is
is still in the picture.
I'd like to know who's going to get the track since the owner of Norwalk died. I wonder if John going to get the track or is some of the family members going to take over or what? Because that was John's so-called to be tracked too. So, they normally have good races out there in Norwalk. The Night of Fire, they have some pretty good GM races, Ford races, Mopar races. So it's always been pleasant when I go out there, except for Halloween Classic. It'd be too cold during that time. Can't make the Halloween Classic no more. I got another place to go. It's called Trick or Treat, and it's in Holly Springs, Mississippi. So then I get to wear T-shirts and stay in nice weather for 3 days. So I'm sorry, Norwalk, but I had to cash you in for some good weather. Now, I know Trick or Treat is like that month, October, but up here in the north, it's a little bit too cold for you, bro. So I won't be doing Halloween Classic. Now, I go while the weather's nice, like here in July and August, maybe September, but no, can't do the October thing. It's about south for me. Okay, with that being said, what we're going to talk about, we're trying to get some more people to come on. It's a little slacked here. We only got one hand up. Let me go on and open up this brother's mic, and let's conversate. But nevertheless, remember, people, always put God first in everything you do, and I guarantee you it will work out for you. It's definitely will work out for you. Always put God first. Okay, I got my co-host sitting by. What's up, Corey? How you doing?
Yo.
Yeah.
Hello. What's good? What's good?
What's happening with you, man?
Ain't that good, then.
Yeah, we've been having some good weather, man. Some good weather, so we can enjoy these weathers and get some work done. If anything else, I only been to the track once this year, so I'm not pushing it too much. I got some things. I might even cut my traveling in half for probably about a 9 months, Corey, because I got a project I'm working on, man, and it's gonna bring me some dollars and cents, and then I can really show my race skills, really. But I'm gonna have to sacrifice. I'm gonna have to sacrifice, Corey.
Ain't nothing wrong with sacrificing. Keep moving. Keep it pushing.
Mm-hmm. You
only get it done.
Yeah, man.
I'm gonna talk like that anyway, though.
So what?
I'm gonna track like that anyway. Tomorrow will be the first time my car been fired up all year.
Tomorrow.
Well.
What'd you say?
Dude, tomorrow I'm gonna go fire the Venom up.
Oh, okay.
Brandon been talking to me lately.
you gonna do a little work on it, or you just gonna fire it up and get the cobwebs out the headers?
Get the cobwebs out the headers. Do a little tinkering, like you say, a little work.
Oh, okay. Okay. Tomorrow being the holiday, 4th of July and everything, it'd be a good time to do a little touch and catch up. I know you ain't cutting no grass tomorrow, but yeah, I get a chance to do some stuff I need to be done around the shop and stuff, man. I gotta pull an engine tomorrow, Corey.
That should be double.
I'm gonna pull that engine and trans out tomorrow. At least get that out the way. That'll put me a couple steps ahead of myself. But
yeah, that's cool.
Yep, sometimes you gotta do that. Sometimes you gotta do that, man.
Man, that's for sure.
Oh, man, I am tired, sore. Man, I had that doggone weed whacker working my butt to death, bro. I don't know how you do it, Tori.
Man, that weed whacker mug, though, that's a monster.
You ain't lying, man.
Man,
I didn't. I just did the section in front of my shop. And I was like, whoa. That's, when I put the thing down, I was still vibrating, shaking like a zombie.
I know.
Was, dog. I felt my hands and arms.
Did it start tingling?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, what the fuck going on?
What you do about that, Corey?
Hey, man, you got to get used to that shit, man. I do that shit every day.
Man, you could have came over here and did this today, too. Shoot, that shit had me. Man, I laid that thing down. It seemed like my whole body was just still shaking. I'm like, God, dog. And that shit went on for a good little while, too. I was like, man. It didn't hurt. It just, you can feel your muscles or nerves just tingling. I'm like, God. For guys that do this shit on a day-to-day basis, man, I take my hat off to y'all because I did that for just one job. Y'all do it all day long.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Should I be starting? I be feeling that shit, too. I be like, shit, what the hell going on? Shit, motherfucking hands be numbing up and shit.
Yep. After a while, it goes away. Shoot, I think I'd rather sit on zero turn and ride that sucker than to do some weed whacking.
Much easier.
You say much easier. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't have no zero turn, but God damn. I had a lot of shit I had to weed whack. But. It's all good, though, man. Shoot. I just take my hat off to y'all. That's, when y'all do that shit all day, come in the house and touch the glass and break it. Shoot. You can't even open the front door, your hand be shaking.
When the last time you talked to your brother? Your brother.
Shit, yesterday John. I went over there. Who?
You're talking about John.
Who?
Milton, too. Shit, yeah. I ain't seen him in a minute.
John who? Oh, he called me day four yesterday. Yeah, he called me day four yesterday, just kicking it. And you and him both can sit there and hold that weed whacker for a whole 2 days. Shit. That shit wore my ass out, boy. That wore my ass out.
Man, I know. Fuck, I ain't no joke,
yep.
Homie.
Yeah, he called me 2 days ago, and we kicked it for a minute. He was telling me about his race. He changing up his race game and shit. I'm like, man, bro. Before you can come out, you can change your race game again.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, my God.
You got to stick. Hey, you be straight. You got to stay focused and stick to that one combination.
Right. Before you make some changes, you got to set it down and at least get something out and open
Yes, sir.
So, oh, somebody sent me a picture, a video. Let me see what's that about. Oh, I can't play it while I'm on the fucking show. Damn it. Rich been out testing.
Man, I seen that.
He sent you a video.
That's a nice hit. I seen that on Facebook.
He sent you. Oh. I hope you're getting all the
guests.
That's what
I got on the show.
I just
seen it before I got on the show.
Oh, okay.
It'll be soon,
and
time to blow the tire.
Soon.
Yes, sir. Time to blow the dust off of it.
Oh, where your checklist at, Corey? You ain't got your checklist. God damn it! Gotta get a checklist so you can put all the stuff you need to do on that checklist. Cause what? The day you get ready to go to the track, you're going to be like, damn, I should have did this. Damn, I should have did that. Damn, I forgot this. Tell me, man, that stuff really helps. You know what I do? Every night or early in the morning, I make me a to-do list. Sometimes I do it the night before. Like today, I did it already earlier today. It's a do list for tomorrow. And every morning, I get up and start doing whatever's on that list. And some of it I put it in order where I do this first, do that second, do that third, this fourth, fifth, sixth, and so forth. And I get up and I do go to the first one.
Man, I don't mean to cut you off, shit. That make a lot of sense.
Yeah, it really helps, man. I get a lot taken care of. I knock this one out, then move to the next one, knock that one out, then move to the next one, knock that out, move to the next one. Even if something a little bitty I put on there, I don't care if it's say, go to the gas station, get some gas, I put that on there. Swing by Corey's house, put that on there. I make me a checklist and knock it out. And before you know it, at the end of the day, you've got a lot accomplished. So that checklist, the must-do list, same thing. It's the same thing. And it works.
Yeah, that's important, though.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know there's some things you need to do to your car. Can you name them?
Oh, hell yeah, I need to do a whole lot, shit. I need to go over every nut and bolt. You know, stuff's coming loose sometimes. Nope. Gotta put them studs in there, which I'm gonna do that tomorrow.
Cool. Yep, go over every nut and bolt.
That's a whole lot of other studs, Nick. Huh?
So you got the studs. Oh, you got to put that in. Okay.
It's a whole lot of little stuff I need to do.
You need washers with them studs?
Huh?
Or you got the right lug nuts?
Yeah, I came with lug nuts.
I know. Is they the right one?
I'll find out tomorrow.
Oh, man.
I got
the lug nuts. The lug nuts got to go through your rim, but it shouldn't go all the way through to the other side. It should be maybe an eighth of an inch, 16th of an inch, 1/8 of an inch before it sticks out. And all you have to do is pull it off and stick it in there and make sure. Because if it go all the way to the edge of the rim, you're going to have some problems.
Man,
I
know I got them little, I know the ones, I know they short, though, but I don't know. They're like them little half-looking studs.
Well, I don't know what you
long,
got, but
long, well, long, long, you know, the long nut-looking thing. These short bug nuts.
Is it the ones that the stud go all the way through?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But just make sure they don't go all the nut don't go all the way through the lug boat. I mean, the lug nut doesn't go all the way through to the other side. Because when you think you got them tight, them zombies will be slightly loose, and they'll be working their way off while you drive. And the thing, you know, your tires come off.
Yeah, I found
matter of fact,
I'm going to check that out
matter
tomorrow.
Matter of fact, that's why I wanted to get my website together so I could show that on the website and people will know what to look for because a lot of guys had that problem years ago when I was growing up where they was putting the lug nut on there too long. And when they tighten it up, they put that grunt on it and think it's tight. But shit, every time they take off, that sumbitch is wiggling and wobbling, and it'll come out of there. Your tire will come off and break. Sure will. I had my regular car did that shit once because I've had the lug nuts was on there, but they went all the way through the rim and came out on the other side just a little bit. You don't want that. Definitely don't want that. So, because when you order stuff for your car, sometimes they don't ask you all the pertinent questions. And they'll sell you whatever the heck they got on the shelf. They don't care. If it's not the right stuff, hey, oh well, send it back and we'll send you the next one.
Right.
But it's got to be the right stuff in order to hold the wheels and tires on that car.
Man, that's
definitely
true.
Don't want the wrong one. That's it. I hate to you do about 10 passes and then that sucker will work this way loose. You're going to go for a ride, bro. When that tire come off, not a pretty sight.
Man,
not
I know
a pretty sight. And the front and the back, you got to look at it the same way. Sure do. You got to look at it the exact same way.
Well, I'll mess with it tomorrow.
Oh.
Ain't nobody else on?
Nope. Because of the holiday, everybody might be. They usually come on late. But, you know, during the holiday like this, it's always slow.
Yeah, no, everybody got with the family.
Mm-hmm.
Barbecue on the phone.
Oh, man. Mentioning barbecue. Did I tell you I'm going vegan?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't tell you I was going. Your boy about to go vegan, man. I'm going to try the vegan thing. Sure is. I've been dibbing and dabbing.
Vegan pretty good, though.
I've been dibbing and dabbing in it for a couple of years, but I've been trying to find where to find vegan food, who cooks vegan food. And it's not many people out there that cooks it. And if you do find a place, it's expensive as hell. Bro, let me tell you, I went to a place over on Grand River. I was over there by Olive Drive. And, man,
you're
I walked
right
in there.
I know what you're talking about.
It's on the north side of Grand River. And, man, I ordered some food in that place. And got ready to pay for it. Man, she come. It was almost $50, dog. I'm like, wait a minute. You got the wrong order. She was like, nah, you ordered the chicken and this man. I'm like,
And that shit come up to almost 50. It was still $40-some-odd, dude. $45. And I'm like, why?
And they don't, and they tricky. They won't put the price on the side, on the menu with the food. So when you order it, you're not thinking it's going to be gigantic prices. But then when you get ready to pay for it, ooh. And this was when I went, this was during the pandemic because they had to bring it out to the car. Sure did. And I'm like, man, I ain't going back up in that motherfucker no more.
I know exactly what place you're talking about. Vegan Soul Food.
It was it? Was that the name of it?
I think it is, though.
It might be, man. I ain't even trying to remember the name because I'm so far from that place. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's hard to find, you know, vegan food. They got one on Living North.
Do they?
Well, just before Fashion Avenue. Just before,
right before
out of driving Fashion Avenue on Living North. In between out of drive, no, the Vegan Soul, well, it's a vegan place. It's in between 8 Mile and out of drive on Living North.
Oh yeah,
but
is it on the east side of the street or the west side of the street?
East side of the street.
Okay, I gotta find a place now. Got some recent with some decent prices. Shoot, I don't want to be ripped off. Hell, they was charging prices so goddamn high. You make you feel like you one of the presidents or you going to a mayor meeting or something, dinner. I'm like, man, that shit was too goddamn high. But then, it was another place I found prices were good, but I didn't like the atmosphere. So I left that one alone. I got a couple more I'm about to investigate and see what they all about.
Yeah,
the food ain't that bad. It take a little bit getting used to. But my boy's wife yesterday, day before yesterday, cooked some a sausage egg cheese sandwich. And man, I looked at it and I unwrapped it and bit into it. You know, it was tasting just like the Coney Island sausage egg cheese sandwich. Man, that shit was good as hell, of course. And then he gonna say, "Oh, you know that's vegan." I'm like, "This can't be vegan. This shit tasting too good." He said, "Yeah, those are vegan sausages. That's not meat." I'm like, "Huh? It tastes like sausage meat to me." And they use the good eggs. They use the brown eggs. And he had his wife chopped up some onions, some yellow peppers in it. Man, it was tasting so good, Corey. I was stunned. And then all of a sudden, I got halfway through the salad, I tasted something sweet. I said, "What is that sweet?" She put a little tab of jelly right in the center of it, kicked it right off. I was blown away. I said, "Man, why your wife don't open up a restaurant?" He said, she don't like to cook a lot. She just dib and dab for herself. When she made that sandwich, man, I was blown. And it was vegan, man. Good for you.
Yeah, no. That's all what's up, man? Nah, I was saying that's all my lady Edith Z.
Your lady what?
That's all she eat is even.
Your girl?
Yeah. That's how I know about vegan.
Well, she's going to get you to convert in a minute, Cor.
Mm-hmm.
You say, uh-huh.
You know it, she man.
She gonna have you eating vegan. You gonna be like, no, nah, sick. I can't go to Coney Island. Nah, sick. I can't eat no cheeseburger, no macaroni and cheese. Like, oh, I get it. Your girl got you hooked on vegan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's all right. That's all right. Hey, but it's more healthier though, dude. I was supposed to be going down to Eastern Market yesterday to get me some of them watermelons, but I didn't have time to get out and go.
Man, we must have been on the same trip because I was going down yesterday too, and see, not tomorrow, but yesterday. And I looked up, man, it was 6 o'clock. I'm like, man, anything closed.
I know. And my friend of mine, she was telling me, she got a guy down there that sells watermelons and guaranteed them suckers gonna be sweet. I'm like, I could go for me one right by now, good cold watermelon. What about you, Rich? How's your day
what
going?
It's been a great day.
It's been a great day?
Yeah.
Why would it be? Computer's still hovering. Damn it. What's wrong? Why is it still hovering?
Can you hear
That's
me?
That's an awesome thing, Rich. Yeah, I can hear you, Rich.
Yeah, we can hear you. Oh, there you go. It just stopped.
Thanks.
Yeah, man. We was talking about going down to Eastern Market. You ain't never been to Eastern Market, Rich, downtown? You don't go downtown Detroit, nothing at all.
Hell no.
Hear what he said, Corey. He said, hell no.
Yeah,
he said,
I know.
Hell no. He said,
Rich,
like,
it ain't
Detroit
nothing wrong with
it. Right. He act like it, Detroit got put a bad taste in his mouth or something. He said, hell no.
Big cities in general put a bad taste in my mouth. I don't go downtown Chicago. I don't go to, hell, I don't even go to Lansing. I don't go to Grand Rapids. I don't go to Detroit. I don't go to Pontiac.
Good God Almighty!
I've been used for any of that shit.
You don't go out at all.
Hey, Rick,
but y'all,
we got a thing now.
What's that?
We got it's called Eastern Market. They got a restaurant with blow your mind called Farmers Market.
Yeah.
We get all our fresh. Proven and everything else down there and all our different type of meat. There are a lot of restaurants down there, though.
Yeah. I drive around the corner over here and get it from the local farmer.
and see some of those farmers, Corey, that's from out Battle Creek and other places, come downtown and sell their stuff.
Yep.
Right.
So
yeah, we got
all right. That's the only way we can get.
Just around the corner, there's a big farm that's, I mean, it, I don't know, thousands of acres, 1,000 acres, whatever the hell he's got. But they got produce where whatever's in season, you can go over there and get, whether it's beans, peas, corn, you know, corn, sweet corn, watermelon, peanuts. Everything they grow is on their shelf here at one time or another, sometime during the summer, whenever they're harvesting.
What's the name of this place?
Joe Blow's Farmer's Market. It's whatever the hell. He's just got a place set up on the road over here. It's a great big place. Just around the corner.
And his name is Joe Blow?
I don't know what it is. Average Joe. Just the local farmer out here. He just sells to the community, the people around here.
And how far is it from your house?
Mile and a half.
A mile. Oh, shoot. That's walking distance.
Yeah, that's what I say. It's just down here to the first stop sign and make a right, and it's right there on the corner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to go check him out.
The place we
did. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
place we get our meat. Everything that's in my freezer is all right down here to Nagel's, local meat market. Go down there and they'll butcher a cow for you and put it in your freezer. They sell what's left over of other people's cows and pigs and stuff that they don't want. Deer. They do all that stuff down here. It's where we get the meat for our restaurant. We everything in our house. We try to do 100% of everything we can right here local.
Hey, Shay, we're going to have to ride out there and check his restaurant out.
Y'all restaurant back open, Rich?
Oh, yeah. Yep, been open for a couple months.
Okay.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. This weekend would have been a good weekend to come up. They had the big cruise to the Fountain Downtown Car Show and all that stuff.
Oh, Corey, he didn't tell us ahead of time, did he?
No.
Man, that's my bad.
Brent,
Brent took his 442 and was cruising town with it.
Was it?
Yeah. Fucking well, fender dump had it. They putting that thing around through town.
That's a version of a Woodward Cruise, Corey.
Yep.
They have a nice little event like that.
Yep. It's the 4th of July weekend every year. Instead of going downtown, we went to Mexico.
How'd you do?
Well, I sent you the video. One of them. But
I can't
did good.
I can't look at it while we was on the show. That's when me and Corey was talking about it before you came on. I was about to look at it, but...
I am 100% extremely happy. That's why I've had such a great day today. We unloaded the car today and put it in the garage, and the plugs are perfect. The color's perfect. The time mic's perfect. The heat range is the thread heat, you know, the heat range you read on the threads, how far it goes up the plug.
Mm-hmm.
We're 1.5 threads. We're dead on, man.
Oh,
okay. The bounce is gone out of the car. And being a virgin surface, that thing went and left black marks the full 1/8 mile, but it didn't get, I mean, it was still motivated, but it,
how many passes?
It ran really good.
How many?
Stayed consistent.
How many passes?
Every pass pretty much the same.
How many passes did you make?
We made a few.
Okay.
I never got comfortable enough on that surface to turn the second kid on, though.
Yeah,
but
I
didn't really
need
it either.
You said you was going to try the second kid.
Yeah.
But hell, if the first kid do all right, stick with it.
Well, I was told the pass that I put down is one of the fastest passes I've ever seen out there.
Oh, okay.
In the 2 years that they've been running out there. So, I'm good with it.
That's what's up.
In fact, there's absolutely zero water in the puke tank for the radiator. There's no moisture in the oil. And the plugs are dead on. Car idles, does what it's supposed to do. So, I think I got the fuel injection right, and I think we got everything else good to go. So...
Okay, look out, Big Ernie.
Saturday we will be at Onondaga for their $10,000 inaugural no prep race.
So that's the one Onondaga putting on?
Yep, and this coming Saturday.
And this? Okay, and it starts at what, 11, 12?
I think it's 8:30, driver's meeting at 11, I think.
Okay, so this starts early. What you want to do? You want to go out there, Corey, or you going to be working?
He fell off. He's on the other line.
Corey. He probably is. Well, that might be a game changer. I have to see. I'd like to go out there. See some more of this no prep. I'm liking this no prep, Rich. I really am. I'm trying to figure out what car I'm going to do.
Yeah, that surface we were out there on yesterday, ET-wise, is real close to what they're running at Milan. So,
oh, it is?
For the backwards race, for the PYOP.
Yeah.
Right. That pass I put down there yesterday, it's right there.
Mm. So I see why you're so happy. You're gonna be some competitors out there. You're gonna be a competitor.
Yep, I'm pretty confident that we're going rounds for sure.
Okay.
Like I said, I haven't even turned on the second kit yet, and that car's running numbers that I've never put down with it on the street.
So how's it leaving? Is it leaving like you wanted, or you think it should leave a little more?
I don't think I'm going to touch the suspension any, but I think if I change the tires, because I had the stiff sidewalls on it instead of the soft sidewalls last night,
uh-huh,
I think the 60-foot time would be a little better, and the car does not have any bounce in it whatsoever once the bottle comes on. So I think the suspension's set for the power, but it's not really set for, like, motor hits.
Okay.
It needs the hit. So I think
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. It needs what?
I think it needs all the power a little sooner.
Okay.
And I think if I do that, I think the suspension will be happier. I think the shocks and all the rest of it will be a lot happier. It'll work better. So.
Think so? Think so?
Yeah, I think so. And if I put the soft sidewalls on, the standard sidewalls instead of the stiff sidewalls, I think that'll help too. So.
Okay.
I think, like I said, I'm pretty happy with the ETs and stuff they put down last night. So.
Now tell me this: how hard is it to change and put a lot at the startup when you take off? How hard is it to do that?
Plug the computer in and click a couple of mouses.
That easy.
That easy.
Okay.
And everything Ernie and I talked about with the nitrous system, it all worked. It like I said, it's working. Everything's great. It's been a long time since I've been this happy and comfortable with the car. So.
So you tickle pink, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah, and in fact, like I said, last night I, you know, sleep all that great, but I know I will tonight because we got the car in, we checked everything, got the valve covers off of it, and the garage just got too hot. So I haven't run the valves yet, but other than that, I just run the valves, put it back together, and put a new set of plugs in it, and we're ready, man. There is nothing else to do to that car.
You did a valve adjustment?
Yeah, I'm going to relash the valves before I take it out next Saturday.
Okay. Okay. So now when it comes to the second system, you going to wait until you get to the track and decide whether or not you want to turn it on then, or?
Well, actually, we're supposed to go back down there Friday. So.
To the spot, to Mexico?
Yeah. Yep, where we were at yesterday, which is, it's a new spot. There wasn't much rubber on the road, so, but it'll come around.
Okay. Well, that'll be good.
It'll
that way
better.
You get a chance to see what it
yep.
do.
And the guys
the
that are doing
shot.
It down there, they got a drone they're putting up in the air that's got video on it. That's 400 feet up, so they can see anything coming from anywhere.
Okay. I hope they'd be able to see a deer like we was when we was there last time. You remember one of the guys hit that deer? Boom.
Mm-hmm.
How far is this place here from your house?
40 minutes, 45 minutes.
Okay.
Same. It's actually the same drive time as going to Onondaga.
Okay.
So,
from your house?
Yeah.
Okay. I know your house. I know Brent's real close. You just on the other side of the freeway. So that ain't bad.
Yeah, he's closer to Onondaga than I am.
Mm-hmm.
But no, this place is, I like this place down there. It's got a cornfield on one side and the cabbage fields on the other side, and probably 25 feet of grass area before you get to the fields. No trees. Telephone poles are 50 or 100 feet off the road for the power lines.
Mm.
It's actually a really good spot.
Ain't got to worry about popos.
Nope, that's what the drone's for. They have one cop in the area where they're at. They know when shift change is. The guy's got probably a half acre field or half acre yard that he keeps mowed and clean for everybody to park in. Plenty
right.
of room for the big trucks, trailers, and all that shit.
Right.
Nice spot.
Well, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah. Safe.
I got to see if I can get Greg to come down. Matter of fact, let me call him. Give him a heads up early, so he might be gone. Cause he came to the Milan, no prep. Let's see if he might want to go to the Onondaga.
All right. Well, I'm gonna jump off the show real quick. I gotta make a phone call, and then I'll be right back.
All right.
All right.
Let me see if I can call Greg. Greg might want to go. Corey, you there? Hey, Corey. Corey.
Yo. Hello. Hello. Yo, I'm on here.
Still at court. Hey,
yeah.
Corey. I just got off the phone with Greg.
Okay.
Because I was telling Greg that Rich is going to be at the Onondaga Saturday because they got a no-prep race going on. The track is putting it on. And I asked Greg, would he be able to go? He said he thinks so. And I told him Saturday. So the more people that I know come out there, man, it makes it a lot better event for me because that way I get a chance to see Rich's car drive and Greg's car.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
You can take your car out there too, can't you? You still got a lot of stuff to do.
Well, I can, but I ain't that car. I can, mm-hmm. though. I ain't really too much now I got to do, though. All I got to do is pop through stairs and go over everything. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Well, just throw it across at you.
I should be sure.
You can. Mm-hmm. It would be good to get your car out there and get some test hits or see if there's any bugs you need to get out, because they sure been hunting Rich.
I know I need to get some bugs out. I ain't even going. I don't even front.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Because you never know. I mean, Rich been having some problems for ever since last year, and that's why I said that checklist is real important, man. It breaks down them problems and get them out the way. Because we always, as racers, we always assume my car is together. I'm assume I'm right. I'm ready. And then when you get out there, oops, I forgot to bring this. Oops, I didn't tighten this up. Oops, I need this. I need that. Shit always get in the way.
Yeah, that's true. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely have a checklist. That's for sure.
Yeah, it don't hurt to get a piece of paper and write this shit down. Every time you think of something, write it down. Because if you try to remember it for later and write it down, it's too late. You'll forget it.
Man, that's for sure.
You will. You definitely will forget it. I had I had my brother weld an aluminum rim for me. And I gave the rim to him. Shit. I gave the rim to him a week and a half ago. He just finished it last night. I said he just finished it last night.
Man.
I'm like, damn.
Yeah, no, I was about to say, damn, shit.
At
least you got it done.
Yeah.
But you know how bro is.
Yeah, we do. I still can't put the tire on the rim until Tuesday.
Damn.
Well, actually, I can. I would have to go buy a new valve stem. Because where he was welding that is right next to the valve stem. And I know that heat got to that valve stem. And I don't want no problem, so I'm going to put a brand new valve stem in Tuesday. And because my people at the tire shop will let me put it on for free.
Mm.
And then I'll be good.
Yeah, get you some good valve stem.
Yeah, he got some brand new ones up there. I'm going to put the long one on. And might be tight. Because I got that donut on the back, and I'm tired of that donut. The donut ain't made to be a whole lot of traveling on it. Don't ever put a donut on the front. If you can, take the tire off the back and put it up to the front. Put the donut in the rear. Because when you do all that turning back and forth, it eats up that donut because the donut's soft wall. It definitely eats
good
it. If you're going to be on it, for a few days, best to put that sucker in the back. If you just go and get your tie tomorrow, it's okay. But,
no.
Donuts ain't safe to be on the front of the car.
Good to know that.
Definitely not.
I see you got a little Honda over there.
Oh, you screws through?
Hey. whatever day it was.
Yeah, that sucker there. It's got two problems. It's got a little rust underneath of it, but like the old lady, I can't find the old lady so I can get the title from her. So I don't know what the hell I'm gonna do now. Probably just take the engine trans out and junk the rest.
Shit, you can always take the guns off and use it for parts. Oh no, you should have had a little rust on it though.
Yeah, it's got a little too much. It's got more rust than I prefer. Like I say, I'm going to look for something down south, man. Find me one that's solid.
Man, I hear
find
that.
Me one that's solid. Mm-hmm.
Man, that's a fair.
Yeah, because with the way they got these gas prices, dude, that Honda need to come on back out.
It ain't pushing gas ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised it didn't go up for the 4th of July. Because normally every holiday,
yeah,
they'll go up that weekend.
Yeah, that's true, shit.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't nowhere in hell gas should be this damn high.
No, dog. I was telling this Mexican guy yesterday. I was like, dude, why is gas prices and gas and diesel so high? He said, well, they got to ship it from overseas to over here, and then they charge so much. I said, really? So that's why gas and diesel fuel is so high, because they got to ship it, and we supposed to be running out of oil underneath the ground? He said, yeah. I said, well, tell me this. Since they came out with these new trucks that's got DEF and diesel fuel, what is DEF made from, Corey?
For who?
The DEF, you know, for the big semi-trucks and stuff.
Man. Shit, hell, I don't know.
They say pig pee.
Mm.
They say the DEF. If you look at semi-trucks, they got a gas tank on the side, and then you'll see another gas, a small gas tank, but it's got a cap on it. That's where you put the DEF at. But the DEF is supposed to be made from pig pee. Well, is there a shortage of pig pee?
Mm-mm.
So why DEF is high just like the goddamn diesel fuel?
I see what you're saying.
They're playing games. Well,
that's crazy.
There's not a shortage of DEF. Because they make the stuff from pig pee. Well, hell, if they can make it from pig pee, they can make it from human pee or goat pee or rabbit pee or whatever. There's no shortage on that shit.
Mm-mm.
But yet the prices are still high. Come on, now.
Right, you just told me some shit.
They out there rabbit-ass mind. Every time they say, oh, we have to get our oil from over another country. That's bullshit. That's freaking bullshit. We ain't got to get our oil. Because think about it. The oil over in Iraq goes down to the middle of the earth, right? Our oil go down to the middle of the earth?
Yeah.
So at the middle of the earth, it's all connected. So they can't run out and we can't run out. It's an endless supply of oil because every time somebody die, a bird die, or whatever, when it goes to the soil, the juices go back down deep in the earth and makes more oil. That's why they call it fossil fuel, because it comes from the fossil of the dead animals and bodies.
Mm.
Any type of animal that die, when it goes down in the ground, it soaks down deep, 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 a little bit at a time, and it creates oil. Sure do. So we'll never run out of oil, bro. Just like we'll never run out of water, and we'll never run out of air.
That's true, though.
I like to see them suckers come up to me and tell me, oh, there's a shortage on air. You got to buy your oxygen from the hospitals. Man, I cracked that suck in his eye.
Yes, sir.
Come on, a shortage. They need to get on with that. Shortage.
Man, they on some bull crap right there.
You know it.
It's all a hustle.
And I know
it. It's a hustle. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now they can sit there and charge the shit out of us for fucking oil, and we got plenty in the fucking ground, our damn self.
Yes, sir.
Oil and water is like a river underneath the ground, deep down underneath, and it goes all around the world.
All around the world, thank you. Man, what my buddy feel like?
I called him earlier for the show. He announced he probably at work. I see the day Sunday.
Yeah.
Might be at work the day before the holiday. Matter of fact, he the one sent me that picture, that video. It was a guy had a jet truck at one of the airport places, and he was racing the airplane, and that sucker took off, man. And next thing we saw was smoke, and the truck flipped over, and he died. You didn't see that?
Yeah, I seen that. Yeah, that's sad though. The shock was, and that sucker was rolling though.
Yeah, ain't lying. It's 300 miles an hour that sucker get up to.
Yeah. They said a tire came apart. You can see in the picture, somebody got a picture where a tire was coming apart.
What was it, on Facebook?
Yeah.
You got that picture?
There ain't really nothing you can do about that. Going
that
dang on fast. I have to find it. I'll send it to you.
I'll send it to you
on message.
Because that sucker was hauling, man. I seen the plane. Somebody sent something where I seen the planes flying over, and he took off, man. And I'm like, look at that fucker go from a distance. I hate to hear that.
Hey, that's a sad situation, though.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I do, too.
But them jet cars, man, when they run it, when they got that jet engine in it, man, them something. They stay on the ground, but they need to be flying in the air. That's what
right.
The jet engine is good for.
Man, that's it, too, though, but shit, that. And now you can see where you put the chute, though. That one chute, shit, don't cut it.
Oh, not at no 300 miles, nah. Not at 300 miles, dude. That's like me sticking my hand out the window going down the freeway. That ain't doing no good.
Mm-mm.
It ain't doing a bit of good.
No, sir. Man, I'm going to have to give your boy a call, too. I ain't heard in a minute.
Who was that?
Sleepy?
Yeah. Yeah, he ain't. These little old 300 thinking they doing something, just making a bunch of noise. I'm sitting there looking out the window, and these fools ain't doing stuff. Yeah, Sleepy ain't stayed in the circle no more, man. What's up with him?
Man, I don't know. Ed Sleepy probably tired of working, son.
He was supposed to be retiring soon.
I
talked to him, he said he was going to... I think that was Sleepy told me he was going to retire. I ain't talked to him in so long. You know, he disappeared. He moved on the other side of the earth.
So,
I don't know.
Yes, sir.
He said he was going to Turbo, right?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Well, I told him he shouldn't go to Turbo, but he can do whatever he wants to.
Yeah.
If you can't get Nitrous to work for you, it's your damn show ain't gonna get Turbo to work for you.
That's a learning curve. That's take time too.
If you hit it right on the head, it is a serious learning curve. A serious one. And if you don't know shit about a computer, if you don't know shit about parameters, you don't know shit about Turbo, you up the creek.
Yes, sir. Man.
Well, whatever they want to do is their business, Corey.
That's for sure. Man, oh my.
Whatever they want.
Boy.
You talked to Doc James?
Well, I talked to him about a month ago. I got to get down there.
Oh, it was a month ago?
Man.
Yeah, somebody told me he went to the Juneteenth. So, that was cool.
Yeah, that was good. That's what's up.
Yeah. So I got a checklist of what I'm going to do tomorrow. Tomorrow I got quite a bit of work I need to do. Fuck a holiday. I got some work I need to do to get ready for Tuesday. So this week is going to go by real quick. Every time there's a holiday in the week, it's going to go by real quick.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it do fly, though. You know, we already in July. Shit, we got 2 more months.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be right back up.
You ain't lying, man. You ain't lying. I'm going to be out of here in a short minute.
Yeah.
That's why I'm getting
you
as much
get
as
it
I can done. Matter of fact, I looked at the goddamn snowblower. I said, shit, I should go on and order the stuff for the snowblower now. So come winter, at least that'll be out the way.
Might as well. You know. I'm going to start working on my fly.
Because you know what? I found the snowblower last winter. Somebody set it out in front of the house. And I went and knocked on the door and they said I can have it. It was a four-cycle snowblower. You ever seen a four-cycle?
Yeah, I've seen them before.
Man, them summers run pretty good. They run pretty good. They ain't as loud as a goddamn two-cycle.
Mm-mm. Nah, them four-cycles throw the hell out of some snow.
Yeah, and that summer was running when I got it. It's his blade. And the guide was wore out. So I got to get the rubber blade. And I'm going to order that shit from Amazon. And I'm going to get the guide plate to go on the bottom of it. You know, that little skid plate-like thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that on there, man. That's something. Just be back. And it's a MTD. It's yellow. Yellow and green. I think that's made out of Ohio. Is it?
Sure, we had one a long time ago.
Yeah, he threw it out, man. Right. I was like, shoot, I'll take it. I was like, I'll take it.
Well, sure. Yeah.
But if you can't go this weekend, man, just let me know. I might try to slide up there on a Dega. Because I think they did some changes. I don't know if them narrators, the guys that's on the microphone, is still there. His name was Levi, and I can't think of the other guy's name. They was cool as hell. But I don't think they up there no more. I need to go and find out who's running it. Yeah, I need to go find out who's running it. Because the owner, if I see Woody up there, I'm going to tell him, so Woody, you bought a track down there not too far from my hometown. I'm going to say, hey, man, give me the keys to the track. I'm going to go down there and throw a race. And invite everybody to the race and see if we can make us some money.
Cause man, it's at a quarter mile track.
What, the track down there?
Well, 8 mile. Yeah.
Which one? On the
I've seen pictures of it, though.
The one down south or under? I don't know what it is. All I know is it's over there by... I think it's 3 hours from my home. Maybe two and a half. Yeah, it was 2.5 hours from my home. And about the same distance from my house to Memphis Motorsports Park.
No, shit, that ain't nowhere.
Yeah, so... yeah, I'm gonna find out more about that track. Find out if it's a quarter mile, eighth of a mile. I don't know what it is, quarter or eighth. I've seen some pictures on the internet, and that's about as far as I went. I put the location in my phone, so I'll already know how to get there.
Yeah, so, good.
But on my way down there, I can pass by it, check it out, and set up something for the weekend. Because if we get our cars together, me and you get our cars together, we can go down there and say Motor City versus Arkansas. Go down there and tap some ass. Because what I'll be wanting to do, what I'm going to do is I'm going to probably rent the track for that one day, like a Friday or Saturday, and then get probably about 3 guys to go from up north and say Motor City invading Arkansas, Motor City invading Memphis, Motor City invading Oklahoma. We take it on the road. What you think?
That would be the shit, dude. That'd be the shit, huh?
I'm gonna say, Melvin Carter, you can't go. You stay here and you sit your Rolls Royce. You heard that nigga got a Rolls Royce?
Yeah, yeah. He had it out in the north end.
I didn't care nothing about it. Shit, a fucking Rolls Royce don't impress me, huh? It's just a high-end, expensive car for what? Nothing.
Man.
All right.
Man, each his own, though.
you like it, it's more power to you. If I had $16 million, I still wouldn't buy no fucking Rolls Royce. Cause it don't fit me, man. What the hell I need a Rolls Royce for? I'll wait.
Step out in the city, I guess. I don't know.
I don't need no damn Rolls Royce, man. Just making that man richer, because what? What's the difference in a Rolls Royce and Grand Marquis? They both will get you here, point A to point B. Just take care of it.
That's it.
What? Can't tell some people that. You know, if they want to buy it, that's their business. I ain't mad at them, bro.
But that ain't something you do every day, though.
Mm-mm. And then look at you. You going to go from Romulus to the hood in a Rolls Royce? Ain't nothing in Detroit but hood. What the heck? You going to come to Detroit? You going to go to the North End and park it out front and go inside the house? You stupid as hell.
Are you going over to 42?
Yeah, I gotta go.
For the Young Money race?
Yeah. And then I gotta go see my boy, Mike. Mike was here Saturday, but he asked me to come to the Mile, and I'm like, oh, man, you should have gave me heads up, you know, at least a day or two to let me know you were coming. I couldn't make it, so then it rained out. So,
yeah, I'm glad
I didn't go.
Yeah, Mike got that nice Nova.
Yeah, it do, dude. Yeah. And he just got it fixed. I don't know if it's fixed completely, but he messed up the engine, so he got him another engine. Put him another engine together. I wanted the old one, but he had sold that sucker already. God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
And he got some nice ingredients inside that motherfucker, for sure.
Man, you got him a piece, though. That sucker ride.
He gonna be throwing a race pretty soon. I don't know what the date is, but damn it, I told him I was gonna come support his race.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
When is Brian Davis right? At 1:31.
Man, I don't even know. I think it's September, October, something like that.
No, I don't either. I know it's way out there.
Probably thinking that's too late to have a dang young race, man. I'm probably too predictable.
You ain't bullshit, man. I mean,
but shit, that race East is on too.
I don't know if I'm gonna be able to make it out there. 1:31. But I'm definitely gonna go to 42. Young Money's race. I don't know. We'll see.
I'm gonna try to make it out there.
When is the date?
I think the 5th and 6th. Whatever.
Oh,
that Friday and Saturday, 4th and 5th.
Yeah. 5th and 6th. I remember looking it up. Yeah, 5th and 6th of what, August?
Yeah.
5th and 6th of August. You got fireworks you've been shooting out, man?
Man, I ain't about to waste my money on no fireworks.
I don't blame you. I ain't about to put no fireworks in my goddamn hand. I need to buy some gas. Fuck some fireworks.
Need to get
them pistons fired up. Your mic is over, Phil.
What's up, man?
Corey was asking.
The man right here.
What up, Corey?
What's up, New York?
He just waking up.
You know it. Corey, you know,
getting ready to go to work?
Yeah, Corey.
Yeah, what's up?
I'm
about to go on mute for a minute. Hold on. I'm listening, but I got to go on mute.
He asking you a question.
Well, no, it's about, remember Shig, I was telling you about that truck, Shockwave, jet truck that out there in Norwalk.
In Norwalk.
No, I'm saying he goes out to Norwalk a lot. I was just gonna say he goes out to Norwalk Dragway a lot for the night of fire out there, and he passed away yesterday. He was in a accident with the truck out there at Battle Creek. I think Richwood knows something about that because that's out there by him.
Yeah, he's probably seen the videos. He was on here earlier, but he had to jump off. It's sad to say he died because of racing his truck. But God, dog, something went wrong. Something went wrong where it caused a catastrophic failure, and he lost his life.
I'm saying
that's a sad situation. You know, you hate to see somebody lose their life with love what they're doing, though.
Right.
Exactly. He was doing it for us, for the spectators. That's who everybody come to see.
Right, that sucker was rolling, dog. That sucker was rolling.
Man, that boy was riding. I was like, golly. And I was when I played the tape back a few times, one of the pilots, he got a real good glimpse at it, because if you looked at it, one of the pilots, when he came back around, he was upside down. When the truck actually exploded, when he was driving, he was upside down. So I'm like, he had to see what. He saw the whole damn thing.
Had to.
Oh, man. Yeah, man was 40 years old. And, you know, he was 40 years old. And you already know about, I don't know if you know or not, Corey, Bill Bader, the owner of Norwalk Dragway. He passed away. He was, 79.
Yeah, I heard.
I wonder who's gonna take over the track. Will John Forrest take it over, or family members?
Family members, you know, his son was the one that put it out there. So I'm pretty sure that his family members gonna take on the legacy and stuff.
Yeah. That's messed up, though.
Yep.
Hate to hear that, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do too, man.
Yeah. I went out to No E.T. Last night and saw them boys getting busy a little bit.
There a lot of people out there too.
It wasn't a lot of people. Most of them, a good portion of them, were the people that were supposed to be going to the First Friday. They were doing a lot of chest hits out there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys that, you know, Claude Tim, he was out there pitting for, I forgot the guy's name. But there was another Mustang out there with a big block, 5-speed Liberty. And I tell you what, that man was going down through there. You could hear it. It was like every time he go down through there, it sounded like the motor about to come apart. That man was getting busy. All you hear is, my God, go. I mean, going down through there. They had a canary yellow roadster with a big block. And I think that was either 871 blower on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that stuck out with this roadster was he had, you know how they usually had the zoomies come out and everything. Well, this guy here, he said, "No, that's not like that. I got four exhaust mufflers on, you know, where the collectors would go, or where the zoomies would be. It's just coming out the back. I got four exhaust mufflers, you know." I mean, because when he started that thing up, that thing was quiet. I mean, you couldn't even hardly hear it. I'm like, what the hell is this? He started up, and you know it's got a supercharger on it, a blower on it, because you still hear it. But it was quiet. But, man, I tell you what, he took that sucker down that track. This man, he knew how to drive. This man would have that sucker sideways go to second gear and come back and pick it up. I'm like, look at this guy here. Every damn time he go down through there, the damn truck, I mean, the roadster would be sideways. I mean, literally sideways. I'm like, look at this guy, man. I had to go back over there. I had to shake that man's hand. I said, man, I just seen some stuff, but boy, you driving this damn car, man. Yes, sir. That man was putting on a show.
He stayed in it to win it, huh?
Man, didn't live for nothing. Man, went down through there. I mean, because I talked to him earlier, and I was just playing. I said, you know, I think it was his daughter. And she was helping, you know, pitch for him and everything. And I told her, I said, see, he's what you got to watch out for. These old guys have had these damn cars for about 20, 30 years. And they, you know, put all they, you know, blood, sweat, and tears in there. You know, these are killers right here. And I was just playing until I seen him run. I said, shit. I was playing, but that's for real. Couldn't nobody touch this man. Man would get in it, get out of it, get in it, and keep going. Pulling gears and every damn thing. I'm like, man, this stuff was right. And they had a 16-year-old female out there. She was learning how to getting her seat time on her motorcycle. Had a little drag bike out there. I said, look at her. And all she was doing was going out there just making time runs, you know, well, making test runs and everything to get used to the bike. That's all she was doing. I was like, wow, this We got people coming out here for us. They had a good variety of people out there. You know, like I said, that was the first time. No ET, that was the first time I seen sleds. Those sleds come out there. Well, they call them sleds, but you know, they're snowmobiles.
Right.
Brought the snowmobiles out there. Shoot, they were putting on the show. I was like, wow. Yeah, it was definitely a good turnout.
So how you like the track? What changes have they made?
As far as like where the burnout pad would be, you know, they moved the the burnout concrete further up from where it was at before. They put brand new concrete down and stuff. As far as the bleachers, they pretty much the same. Shit, you don't watch how you fall through that. They changed the color.
Yeah, I seen some red. Look like they painted some stuff red. I went to the no prep, they was down on. Everybody was down on the far end. I didn't come up to the front hardly at all. But they have did some changes to get some work on the track itself. So. That's good. At least they're doing something.
Yeah, I would say that the track is not really 100% there yet. I would probably think maybe it's because it's got still got some moisture in the track from Friday.
The winter. Yeah,
they had a lot of. They definitely had a lot of spin-outs and stuff. And on the right lane, somebody leaked oil all the way down the track. So I shut it down.
No, they did.
Yeah, for about a good 2 hours to get that shit up. And, so basically it was, you know, with test and tune and stuff like that, they were just running everybody on the left side of the track. They did have a no ET shootout, and had some heavy hitters out there. Yeah, that's some heavy hitters. I can say that. Yeah, heavy hitters. I stayed out there, but I stayed out there so damn long, I forgot what time it was. Dude, I looked up, it was almost 11 o'clock. I'm like, wow. It was starting to die down a little bit. So, you know, I just basically made my way home. But like I said, yeah, that's the main track. They had problems with the restrooms and stuff, so they had a lot of porta potties out there. But
it's gonna take a little while.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
gonna take a little while.
I'm just glad they opened it back up. Shoot, you know.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
some shit, man. I don't know if you told anybody, you know, but, you know, it was your birthday on Friday.
Man, am I going to have to mute your mic, man?
You
Let's
probably
talk about
is.
Something
I'm
more important.
Probably is, because I'm about to sing it again.
Let's talk about something else.
Happy birthday.
There you go. What'd you say, Corey? Tell him to keep his day job.
Hey, if we was, hey, if I was FaceTiming, you about to see me break dance.
Well, shut, I'm about to see you break,
break dance.
He said break his ass. He didn't say break dance.
Yeah, about
he said
break,
break his ass.
I'm about to break. About to break something.
Yeah. Nah.
So I just about to ask you, man. You know, how was your birthday?
Man, you know I don't celebrate no birthday, dude. When I take off some time and go out of town, that's my birthday. It could be in December, it can be January. I don't stop what I'm doing for a birthday.
Yeah.
No, I don't do that. It is what it is.
True enough, but I have noticed one thing, you know. I'm definitely not as old as you and all that stuff. I'm not trying to point it out. But I have learned, you know, that every now and then, one day has to be specifically, you know, just to, you know, just to settle down,
that's
just
it.
Chill, and have peace.
That's why I make it a day where I made some money, I'm ready to travel, I want to go see some people. That'd be my birthday. And it works out. It works out pretty good for me. Because when I look up, the birthday pops up, and I be, man, I got some work I need to do. I don't let that birthday stop me. I don't.
Yeah.
But it's all good. I'm thankful that I live to be 61 years old, born in 1961. Thank God I'm thankful to be here. See, there's some people that, like the guy that was in the jet car. He didn't make. He what'd you say? He was 40 years old.
Or
make it to the
old.
Big 5-0. So I'm thankful. I am very thankful. I hope God doesn't make it to be 108 years old.
Right. An old man used to tell me, hey, just keep eating this shit. That's all you got to do.
Keep what?
He said, just keep on eating this shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He's going to eat this shit.
Yeah, sir. So, happy belated birthday and everything. You know, I'm glad, like you say, I'm glad still here with us. You know, you lost
mm-hmm.
a lot of good people. Lost a lot of good people over the weekend, and you know, shit. You lost a lot of good people over the months. You know, like I don't want to bring up, you know, the old stuff, not the old stuff, but you know, sad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, like this unknown shit, and thinking about his ass. Yeah, you know. So it's just, you know. Glad you're still here. That's all.
Yep, me too, bro. Me too. I'll try to make the best of it. Oh, did I tell you? I'm going vegan.
Keep going vegan.
I'm going vegan. I've been practicing little by little. I'm going vegan.
Corey, why are you laughing?
No, I'm just laughing. Why you said it?
Corey gonna be next still, so I'm going vegan, man. I'm gonna start changing the foods I eat if I have to cook it myself, and I'm gonna stay away from all this bull crap, man, because that's what's causing diabetes. High fructose corn syrup. You know the dairy products that we eat fucks us up. The red meat fucks us up. Hell, if I'm gonna make it to 108 years old, I better start catching up.
So
man, you gotta try to eat habit up there.
Yeah, gotta change my
eating
habit.
That's what's getting you though, that processed food.
Right.
The processed, the dairy products, the high fructose corn syrup, and the red meat. Dude, they process all this stuff. You know what the stuff, the chemicals they put into the milk and cheese, and then we eat that shit? Hell. Phil, you remember when I used to go to my brother's shop, where he had over there on Conant?
Uh-huh.
Well, there was a guy I used to hang out over there named Bump. And I came over there one day years ago with a strawberry shake in my hand, drinking on that sucker. It was hot, summertime. He looked at me real funny. I said, "What the fuck wrong with you?" He said, "Man, you drinking that shake make me want to go shit." I said, "Nigga, you..." I said, "Man, you must be lactose tolerant." He said, "Yeah, I am. Just because you got one making me want to go use the bathroom." I said, "Man, I'm old as he is, and I can drink a shake, milk, and it don't give me the shit." So I thank God that I'm a lot more healthy than a lot of people.
Mm.
Hell, how many times we got off work, shake, Corey and Phil, and we went and got us a strawberry shake or milkshake, something. Because you remember the Coney used to sell them. And,
yep.
Man, some people can't, because I think it's the chemicals that's in it, man, that messes us up. The
right.
Processed dairy product. Shoot.
I was just talking to a friend of mine, and he was, I think he was asking me some questions. Man, I think he was on the show, and we were talking about it, like, you know, my daughter is fully developed and everything. She ain't nothing but 8. I'm like, what?
Somebody on the show said that?
Grown men was there and stuff. Man,
you know,
cool looking at my damn daughter, I'm a kid. Damn.
Damn.
I don't think it was. I wasn't on the show. I was just on the freeway, I think, or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it was. I was talking to fellas. And I was like, yeah, that's the milk and everything. It's got shit in the milk. We're not even supposed to be, shit, low key, we're not even supposed to be drinking that. That's supposed to be for the strictly the cows.
That's what I heard too. I was looking at a video with Dr. Sabi. Dr. Sabi, we're not supposed to be we ain't supposed to be drinking cow milk anyhow. That's for cows. And after we got weaned off of mama's milk, we shouldn't be drinking milk no more.
Right.
Enough of dairy. So, but I don't trust when the crazy man. And you know who I'm talking about, the crazy white man always putting chemicals and stuff in the milk and the food processing. And then we end up getting cancer from the shit.
Right. Just to make a dollar.
Mm-hmm. Well, out of all the millions of people in the United States, he's making more than a dollar.
He won.
He's making more than a dollar.
But you are right, Jake. You know, they preach that stuff that you are what you eat.
Mm-hmm.
So
if you eat bullshit, that means you're full of bullshit.
I was watching this lady off of TikTok. She was saying, like, because she was either the daughter or the cousin of Dr. Seaver. And she had some different herbs that she was talking about. But she told the people, she was like, I'm going to tell you right now so you don't get it misunderstood. The herbs don't heal you. They help the body. You know, they help the body, they help the body to heal itself. But see, you have what you put in, and what you put in your body is going to help your body cleanse itself. So, you know, like he was saying, like Dr. Siebel was saying, you eat less so your body can cleanse itself more.
Mm-hmm. That's why he's good with the detoxing. He's really high on detoxing because he know how the United States is full of garbage. I bought some stuff from Dr. Phoebe. I bought some sea moss pills and some detox. The detox, you're supposed to take it before you take the sea moss, but you got to take it like every other day for 2 weeks. And what it does is it give you the shits. And you got to get that stuff all out your intestines and colon and stuff. And once you flush all that out, then you take the sea moss. The sea moss has 93 minerals and vitamins out of the 100 or something that we're supposed to have on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm.
So if the sea moss got 93 of 109 that we're supposed to have, that's you putting in a lot of the minerals back in your body. The minerals are the building blocks to make the cells and the body heal itself. To live off of. So if we put Kool-Aid in our system every day, all day long, so when the body needs to heal the liver, it's going to take from that Kool-Aid.
Right.
And you cannot patch up a hole with Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
So if you eat Snickers all the time, your body's going to reach and grab that Snickers and patch up and heal the stomach or the knees or the eye. That does not fix anything. But if you put the minerals and vitamins this body's supposed to have, then the body's going to say, oh good, thank you, finally give me something I can work with. Now that those minerals and vitamins and herbs is what's going to fix the cell for the wound to heal. It's real simple to figure out. It's real simple how it works. And if you put garbage in the body ain't got nothing to fix. Because on an everyday basis, every time you wake up and start walking, you're tearing up cells. You're messing up the joints, tearing up muscles. So that's why the body has to sleep at night to rebuild itself. And if you ain't got the right stuff in there to rebuild, now you're going to have aches and pains. And then the body's going to be like, how long you think I'm supposed to go and you ain't giving me the right stuff to fix me? Okay, eventually that kidney going to go out, that liver going to go out, that heart going to go out. So you will have a problem.
Yep.
Will have a problem. Well, I don't know about you guys. It's almost 10 o'clock. It's 9:52. If y'all want to continue talking, go ahead. My head is back, laying back, and I'm about to shut up. I'm about to shut up and let y'all talk. I'm tired.
I'm about to go on here, Phil.
I thought you were supposed to be there at 9.
Well, I'm supposed to be there at 11. I can be there at 9, 7 or whatever, but I ain't trying to do that today.
Oh, Nails told me to tell you what's up.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. Come to sit here next time.
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing the same thing you doing. The truck spilled some doggone dairy products, some milk or ice cream or something. No, ice cream. Mm-hmm. And he's fussing about it. He gotta get all that shit up. 2 crates full of ice cream. I say, man, quit crying, because Phil did the same damn thing.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
All right, fellas. Go ahead.
I holler at you boys. I holler at you, Phil, but I'm going to cut on up out of here. All right, man.
Y'all have a good holiday, and don't blow your hand off with no fireworks. And if you get a plate, call me and I'll come get it. Say you the gas.
No, you going to be the man now.
Oh shit, I gotta go vegan though. I gotta go vegan.
He already fucked
up. I messed up on my first date. Damn.
Oh shoot.
I was gonna say, so you mean if I come over here and wave a chicken bone in your face, you ain't gonna get it.
That's gonna be hard to resist, Phil. That's gonna be hard to resist. But I gotta do it, man. I gotta do it. It's gonna take a while. I ain't gonna be able to do it in no one day or no one week. I'ma slowly have to start cooking my own vegan. Oh, you remember the old dude that sell the herbs, Phil? On 8 Mile?
Yeah.
I worked on his car the other day, and his wife, when he dropped the car off, his wife fixed me a sandwich, right? And I opened it up, and I'm opening it up and looking at it. I said, I peeled it back, and I was like, oh, it's a sausage egg cheese sandwich. So I'm biting into it. It's pretty good. I took another bite. By the time I got about 3 bites, I say, man, your wife can cook real good. Why don't she open up a restaurant? He say, she don't want to do no restaurant. I was like, okay. He say, by the way, you know what you eating is vegan. I say, what? I don't taste no vegan. He say, that's vegan. That's a vegan sausage. Because they make, you know, they don't make it out of meat. They make it out of some other stuff. Vegetables or whatever. And it had onions and yellow peppers all cut up in it and something. Some little touch of sweetness. Some grape jelly in the middle. Man, that shit was so good. I started telling him, I pay your wife to cook me a breakfast every day of the week, man. Fox was like that. That shit was on jam. Hell yeah.
I know Whole Foods has a lot of plant-based sausages and stuff. I was looking at them. No, not yet.
Man, I'm telling you, bro. Let somebody fix you a good one, like the one I had yesterday. Let somebody fix you one. You'll be like, I don't believe this is not sausage, real sausage.
Right.
Dude, I'm telling you, I found some places to go, some restaurants to go that's vegan. I tried one or two of them so far. I'm starting to like it, Phil.
Wow.
Starting to like it. So you know me, I got a taste bug and a half. I like I like flavor. If the vegan pass my taste bud test, we own.
Right.
So, just wanted to run that at you, fellas, man. My eyes are shut, and I'm sitting here nodding. So, we're going to get on up out of here. Appreciate you, fellas, man. Go ahead and get your cars together so we can do some, so we can go down here in different tracks and test somebody a new asshole. So, with that being said, we out of here. Appreciate you, Corey. Appreciate you, Phil. We're going to try to do Onondaga this Saturday because Rich has got his car together and he's going out into the no-prep race Saturday at Onondaga. I talked to Greg Williams with the vet, and he said he gonna try to make it out there too. I'm sure he's going to call me back before the week is out to confirm the time and the date. But next Saturday, if I don't see y'all have a good holiday, and keep God first in everything you do. We out of here.